But we didn't have a longer break. Because I see all the lions looking at me. I'm a little scared. You will wait for the next thing. Okay. All right. So we'll do the next chapter, and then Sunday will be the lab. So we'll do it together. Okay. We'll do all these things together, and we will try to go on. Okay, good. Okay, let's progress. So now we kind of have, let's say, we have certain ideas, but we are really into big crisis, because we are not used to this. I was just discussing with a PhD student from Ferrara. It's not something so usual that you are able to look at things in this way. So, of course we are into crisis, which makes sense, you know. We are doing something new. We try to do something new. We are learning, so we are changing. So, the whole idea, when I told you this morning that you will change your vision, and you definitely change your vision, I'm sure your understanding of several things are different now. And now gradually we are approached, and what is the exercise, and the exercise is so important because we are not only discussing in general terms, we try to apply the method ourselves. So we have more or less 1 hour, a little bit less of 1 hour to enter this. We already made quite a bit of organization so that in order to go to the results, okay? Okay, now let's see how we progress. There is a keyword that I use with my student on all level, and also with PhD students in some cases, and with the master's student or PhD student in these cases, that is la scacchiera. The word is la scacchiera, and in English will be the chessboard. We are going to build la scacchiera, the chessboard of Lucan. This is what we are going to do. But you don't have to interpret la scacchiera geometrically, because we did the scacchiera of Peter Eisman, or we did the scacchiera of Frangeri or Terragni, etc. So scacchiera for us means we build the system within which we can play the game of the architecture of Lucan. So scacchiera is not because it's done in square, it's because it's the method that we create the infrastructure, the logical infrastructure, within which we can approach the project as Khan. Alright? So we kind of approach that, and then we understand how we can evolve that system, how we can do architecture in a way that follows those principles but can adapt to very different situations. On the other side, one of the key idea of Khan is exactly that dichotomy, a design and form. In a way, the idea is that there are a set of rules, a basic rules that create the essence of the project from the geometrical, constructive, distribution point of view, and from the other side is the idea, with the idea of the design. Design can be many. You can have very different design, very different projects, all follow the same formal principle, okay? So, with scacchiera, that is our keyword, so we are going to do the scacchiera, and in the past, as I told you, we did, this is the fifth master class, and that we are doing Polish, and in the past, exactly in the same amount of time, we did the same exercise with other architects. So, I click on here, the chessboard of Lucan. And so this is the last part. We change these pictures. These are the pictures of the last year. We will change and we put our picture this year, okay? Because what's going to happen, this was the last year. But we have the picture every year. Okay, so this was the group of last year, and now we change and we put our group. And what is going to happen is that from when we are on to tomorrow morning, you start to operate a little bit already within the group. So we are something already by tomorrow morning, and then we have all tomorrow morning to have continue the work and to have chat with me, with Legend, who is there to kind of have a revision of the process. And like at two o'clock we do a jury, a final presentation. Okay? And so we in a seminar we see all the results. And then we are off. I have the plane in the mid-afternoon, so around a decent time of tomorrow we will go. These are just some pictures how we did it last year. Last year we was on Gary in a way the opposite in from many points of view of Khan, but both of them a very strong system of formatting and principle. The fact that Gary is some way extremely plastic, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have rule. He has very strong rule, so the rule doesn't depend if the rule is a rule of consistency, of geometry, of institution of man, etc., etc. All the rules are spatial, three-dimensional, and whatever else that are used in there. So these are, for example, all the basic rules that we use in Gary, and the process was done with five keywords. In one phase, Gary was about assemble and was a process of assembling. Another phase was the idea to create space between the thing, and so to create space was the approach. The other approach was to cut, and that was that. So that one was used in Gary. So let's try to understand a little bit better. Okay, what it is this pedagogy of the? Can you please close the light, please? Thank you so much. And so let's try to understand a little bit better what is this this system of the Sakera and how does it work? Let's see. Okay. Okay, let's see the simplest case. Okay, let's see this is very simple. The method works like that. Try to understand this because this is what's going to happen to you exactly now. Generally speaking, we don't work on one architect, but each student decides, because it's something that he seems interested in, he picks an architect that he thinks that is close to him. So we start to look this process in a very simple case about this student. I hope that the internet works. I must work, otherwise it's a little bit complicated. Okay. All right. So this is a block of one student, and then we see what she's doing. She's working with Glenn Marcotte as an architect. And it's a very rather simple linear architect, okay? Should be a video. I hope it will come out. Okay, these are all the pieces that create the architecture that she wants to duplicate there. The first thing that is fundamental, very fundamental, you must have the number of pieces that is going to create a specific architecture of Khan that I'm going to give it now to each group, and then you must add extra pieces, more pieces than those that are needed to create that specific architecture. This is the key, because otherwise you don't have a system that can evolve, okay? So you must create a kind of vocabulary of the pieces that are meaningful to recreate exactly the same architecture that you have as an example, and then evolve that architecture in showing what are the possible variations of that architecture. That means the sakera. In that way, you basically start to understand the system, and you start to understand how to manipulate, and how a project can become something else, and can become yours at the same time. Okay? So now let's see this little movie that will show the principle clearly enough. If everything works, I hope it will go. Should be here. Is it going? Okay. Okay, this is one house of Ben Markut. Okay. Is going? Okay. Okay, what she does, she created the pieces. Now she shows what with those pieces, at the beginning was the house itself. Now she shows what is possible to recreate with that pieces. So with the same basic vocabulary, how you can move things around in order to create a family of forms of variation within that. Now, in the case of Glenn Markut, this is rather easy because the principles are rather easy. It's not as Kahn is much more strict. But the idea of the stacchiera is basically this one, that you can do a series of variation within a specific thing. Let's see something more elaborated. Probably will take a little bit of time because this is YouTube. And probably takes a little bit of time to charge. Okay. Now this works better than the other one though.
Mentre che ci lavori pure tranquillo.
Okay. Okay, now there is somebody that is paranoid about. This particular is one student that is absolutely paranoid. He was working on loose hour, he was working on low light, high density. So he created all these little blocks, and with this little block he can create the original project, which is this one that he's playing with. And he shows that of course that with this thing he can do a lot of variation, you know, they move back and forth. You see the amount of variation that he was doing, so you can articulate different things, always following the same method. Okay, then, in this case it's more advanced, then he was doing another stacchiera that was specific of his building site. His building site was a place that was already partially existing. It seems to be an Albania spontaneous type of thing. So within that, it was a more complex strategy because he had an infill strategy. He had an infill strategy, and the gray one are the existing, and this is the system of the independent part. So, again, he has the same method, he has different systems to show this possible variation. This is something contained in a kind of larger frame.
Certo.
So you can start it out, put
certo.
It in, all this.
O teoricamente una tecnologia pneumatica essere effettivamente mobile, come discutevamo. Il tuo nome?
Tommaso Alberto.
Alberto Tommaso, ecco.
Okay. And this is a completely different one. And now we're going to see another one. Okay, in this case it's a completely different word. He's moving in a kind of almost blog geometrical architecture at the same time. So it was kind of parametric. It's kind of difficult to how you do these things that belongs originally to, a digital world, how you retransform in physical, analog, artifacts. But that was the exercise to understand again rules and variation with these rules. So now we will explain more or less that.
Certo. Eccole là. Certo.
Io personalmente, applicandola al contesto,
sì,
ho sviluppato questa particolare configurazione dovuta alle funzioni.
La cosa che non mi è del tutto chiara.
All right. And then I think we have a third one. Sometime will appear that will be another interpretation again, always of the same concept, that goes with the more kind of landform architecture, more Al-Azhar did. I think it is over if this guy goes.
Spazio dipende anche dall'opera di Peter Cook o no?
In parte
è una reinterpretazione sua un po'.
Non l'ho esplicitato, ma secondo me in parte la funzione anche le sale prendono la funzione di dire alla.
Ok, come si chiama lei?
Antonio Martano.
Okay, so in this case is another type of system because you have to develop your own instrumentality, right? This is the point, because if you are looking at Toyota, you get certain things, but if you do Enzadid, how you just take care of Enzadid, how you move ground together with architecture, together with shape, etc. So you have to experiment and find the different different systems. So you, in some way you invent your own tool, you invent your own instrument. You have to invent your own instrument to follow that. But if you invent your own instrument, you have a very, very powerful tool, because exactly you have a sakera, you have something that you can play with. You can do the variation, because the whole idea is this one. Okay, and we have hundreds of these, of course, because in the year we've done a lot of these things.
Okay.
And this just to give the idea, somewhere there are also, let's see. Ah, okay, these are something that had been done in Polis years ago. I think in this case we were working with Peter Eisman. Somewhere are the, also the movies of this. I don't know where they are, but there are the movies of these things. So more or less, you realize. And often we'll do also some type of public events around this, like little exhibits and little things. This is just all the students. We see one after the other. Each one will discuss about this method. And there are short, intermediate presentation about that. Because my idea, I was discussing with Ledian, is that we do that exercise today, tomorrow, and then we can also imagine to have a little show later on to define a little bit better, at least some of this project, and have a little show somewhere to show this meeting and to kind of open up this meeting and you can talk with the other colleagues and kind of spread out this. You know, it would be something simple because basically we did almost everything so far. We just do a little refining after that. So if there is no interest. So you see each one with its own way and these are normal. Each one is fine. This is clearly working with the best team as a first approach, and then here she starts to understand what is the level of variation. So the first very important part is that in order to do that, you must have pieces. Are the pieces that in some way or the other are composed together in order to create the final architecture, and after that you have variation on that to show what are the possible variations. Is it clear? You don't want to tradurre? Because we did it 5 times, he knows very well what he's talking about. So, that must be rather clear what is the thing. Then we'll go on.
Kjenë të faktën, sonë ka të nevojshme për të referuar architettura originale, dove per te ha più l'aspetto del sopra extra, più video, più trione, variazione. Per il tismo, stiamo certi che il resto di una sfida del Borduani, anche mai detto, ma con più trione, variazione, brutta pure, regola del Dovis. E per esempio, mi sono fuori da questa regola, sono finirati i tipi per questo stesso spazio, cioè i due e il problema di questa regola è un frio migliore per il tempo.
Ok, all right. So, now is how the games works. We organize, Legend and I organize with this concept. Legend, mi dai una mano? Caricato. Okay, so, as we discuss and we agree, we thought that it's much, although we were probably will be easier for you and we'll be sure to have a better result if we keep the group compact. And we thought that is more interesting also for you as an experience is that you mix with others. So the group of Ferrara is not working all together, but is spread. And the group of the masters are rather spread and the group of normal Paul is 50 years are spread. So in a way the concept is a little bit challenging to know also others and to be in another thing, okay? So that is the first criteria. Then there is group and of different size, and each group is already given to a project of Lucan. So this is an hypothesis that we do. You have to understand this. We created an hypothesis that is not it. If you don't want, you negotiate within this concept. So you can change a little bit. Either you can change a little bit of group, or you will a little bit, but you try to follow the principles, okay? So everything is written in the web. If you are unhappy for one reason or the other, you end up with the group that is the last. For some reason, you do the negotiation among yourself. Clear? So this is not something that you must be. You must be happy to be in this situation, not unhappy. So do the negotiation that you want. Okay? All right. So this is what we have in mind. We pick the building of Khan, and and this is already in the web, but it's a good idea to write where you are and what you do. So each of these projects are very easy to access documentation, very easy, because the documentation, it is Albert House, okay? I have this, but this is not enough. Of course, the first thing that I do, I go in Google, okay, and I put, because you are in the Google generation, right? And you have Albert House fan, okay, here it is, boom. Stuff. I have the images. If this is the documentation that is there, I can try and look at some text, somebody that talk about these things. If there is the map, I can go and see. This is an ambiguous case. Of course, what we want, what we had in mind, is to create a different, a slightly different level of difficulties for the number of people that belong to the different team and to the level of expertise. So clearly there are projects that are rather straightforward to approach in this way, and projects that are more complex, either to interpret and to do. So this is what we figured out as a normal thing. So Ahmed, Alberta and Maggie will be on the other house. What we are going to do? You will, and this is the method that everybody will do it, we'll do a meeting, and then you will try to discuss a little bit it at the beginning. Actually, this is a procedure. It will be nice to write it, because it's the same for everybody. So I think the first thing, the group meets all together as soon as possible, and we'll do a basic for documentation. So meet, basic documentation. Then we want to have in the group somebody that is better on analysis of the a real understanding of the building, how it is done and how it works. In a way, he must try to interpret the building more or less in a substantial way, as we have shown. Of course, you are not so elaborated as I am, but you have a certain type of approach to the building. You must interpret the building. You must know how it is, and you must interpret how it is, how it can be built in a logical way. We don't want to have a realistic construction, of course. The point is not making a realistic construction. We don't want to have the little car with the man with the pipe there, or the thing painted. We wanted to have a concept of the thing. And then you decided what are the basic pieces that you are going to build in order to approach to that thing. And the basic pieces are meaningful. Because of course, if you approach the pilasters, just to make an example here, are the sequence of sheets of paper, probably not the right approach, so the pilaster in this case clearly has certain presence, right? And then you created more pieces of what are needed. This is the fundamental thing. You created more pieces that what are needed for to redo the other house. So at the beginning, so in the team you start to specialize. There are persons that are more devoted to the interpretation and persons that are better with the hand, that they know better how to keep material, where to take material or whatever. You can have ideas. And then you start to build and you start to have the variation of that. And tomorrow morning we will discuss about that. And you can be very creative in a way. Because it's not, I saw in Poland lots of things that has been done. So the generation of Poland at least have that basic capability. But you can use from cardboard to other materials. If there is a hardware store, you can go there and take some module. You can use the Lego, you can use the pasta, you can do whatever. Try to have a palette that makes sense. You don't have necessarily to do it in cardboard. You can have some other material, but of course have to follow the thing. You know, in some way, the model must be realistic of the Alder House. Doesn't mean that it's the thing, but of course we have to recognize. But there is a conceptual way to build it. The important thing is the conceptual way, and once we do that, we ask ourselves, what are the compatible variations of this system? How this becomes a system that I can create variations that are compatible with the idea? In other words, knowing the design, knowing the form, what are the possible designs? È chiaro? Is it clear? Yes or no? I repeat if it's not clear. It is? Okay. So, this is one. Sanson. Again, rather easy. We also discussed. Again, how do I build this? What are the basic rules? In this case, it's very easy because I already opened to you everything. Alright? But in this case, how I build, what are the variations, what is compatible, how this thing may work, and it is important to do this exercise. This is a complex one, that's why we have five people working on this, so it must be real, a team that takes this challenge. You know, the challenge to interpret, the challenge to understand, etc. And in many cases, I created already the links, and you can also go and see and do and that. So there is one part of research. That's why the team must operate it as a team. Otherwise, you will echo a lot. All right? You have really tried to understand what are the basic rules. But again, since we are in the internet, generation, accessing of information one time was a problem, but now it is not. I can leave this copy to one person that knows yes, and tomorrow I need it back, but this can be also useful. Perla, we'll do a Perla. You are responsible of this, okay? Don't lose it, please. Give it back to me tomorrow. Okay. Okay, so the five persons are Verde, Perla, Rinor, Tomor, Shega. You know which one, in which group you are, who is your roommate, okay? Of course, you can see in the internet, but you are supposed to know and to write down, otherwise it's used. Esther, Giorgi, Oslian, Enrico, Bellantina Benain, you are talking of this building, and Synagoga Urba, Viola, Rigels, Riverda, and Alvaro, and Kimber, Camille, Besnira, Daniel, and Richard Laboratoris, Iona, Corto, Alessandro Fracucci, e Lydia Libova, and Unitarian Church, Iola, Loric, Ilva, and South Institute, Elvis and Peggy. For the South Institute, I will concentrate only on this part, only on the main axis part, because there is another part over there that is too complex, only on this part, okay? And then British Center of Yale, that is another project, which is this one, not the one that I saw, Donald, Edon, Ludian, and Fagura, and bring more this other person, Patrice, Bora, Silvia, and Franza, and I think that's it. Okay? Questions? Ideas? Start to meet soon, at least the first meeting, to make the first decision, because the time is precious. Yes, I put it in the meantime. Okay, are there any questions to clarify or whatever? Or everything is clear? Is this clear? Good. Okay, good.
Is there somebody that didn't find himself?
Eh? No. Everybody is there? Okay, good. Okay. So, now it's your turn. Let's see what you are able to do.
See you tomorrow morning. At 9.
You will have a wonderful result as everybody else. Don't be scared. Just go. Eccomi subito.
Posso confrontare perché non ho visto i nomi dei miei amici?
Sì, subito. Un attimo che chiudo.